Betsy Gray. Betsy Gray is believed to have lived at Six Road Ends at the village of Grantia outside Bangor. She is remembered as a very beautiful and brave. Some stories say that she was the daughter of a fairly wealthy farmer and had been well educated. Both her brother George and her fiancé, Willie Bole, were members of the United Irishmen, founded in 1791. They wanted to make Ireland a more free and equal place for all its people, Protestant or Catholic. Betsy supported them, and when the United Irishmen rebelled against the government in 1798, she went with George, Willie and other hearts of County Down, as they were called, to the Battle of Ballinahinch in July of that year. Stories are told of a young woman, thought to have been Betsy, dressed in green, riding on a white horse. She was waving a sword or a flag and led the hearts of Down against the government forces at Ballinahinch on July 13th, 1798. They were eventually defeated and fled towards Lisburn, where they ran straight into more soldiers. It is said that Betsy, George and Willie were captured by yeomen, soldiers from Hillsborough. Betsy tried to help her brother and fiancé, whom the soldiers killed, but her own hand was cut off by James Little, while other yeomen, Thomas Nelson, shot her in the head. Betsy was first buried at Ballycreen, where she died, but it is said that her body was later buried in a little churchyard called Garvache. James Little is believed to have stolen Betsy's jewellery and to have given it to his wife. The remains of Betsy's cottage can still be seen at Six Road Ends today. In the 19th century, a novel, Betsy Gray or the Hearts of Down, was written by W.G. Little, but there is little or no documentary evidence about her life.